Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Toronto Blue Jays and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Toronto Blue Jays. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Alfredo Griffin. Batting second. The right fielder, Bob Baylor. Batting third. The center fielder, Rick Bossetti. Batting fourth. The DH, Rico Cardi. Batting fifth. The first baseman, John Mayberry. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Al Woods. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Roy Howell. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Dave McKay. Batting ninth. The catcher, Rick Cerrone. Pitching for the Toronto Blue Jays, Tom Underwood. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Alan Bannister. Batting second. The right fielder, Claudel Washington. Batting third. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting fourth. The DH, Wayne Nordhagen. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Lamar Johnson. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Eric Soderholm. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Junior Moore. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bill Naerodny. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Mike Proley. And now, play ball. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is called out on strikes. One out. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Bossetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bossetti hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bossetti. The throw from Naerodny and he is safe. Bossetti steals second. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Blue Jays nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington strikes out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Baylor who is chasing the ball. Lemon reaches third base with a triple. Bannister goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, White Sox. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen hits a line drive into left field. Woods picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Woods. Lemon scores. Nordhagen moves to second. It's 2-0, White Sox. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm takes first base on ball 4. Nordhagen moves to third. Johnson moves to second. Junior Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a fly ball into center field. Bossetti settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Nordhagen tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-0, White Sox. Bill Naerodny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Naerodny hits a ball on the ground towards short. Griffin fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry strikes out. One out. Al Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Proley fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Proley fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Blue Jays nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger hits a fly ball into left field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bannister takes first base on ball 4. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-1 in the game. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards second. McKay scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cerrone hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 0-for-1 in the game. Griffin hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Bannister fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Two outs. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-1 in the game. Baylor hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Griffin moves to third. Rick Bosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosetti is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bosetti bunts towards the mound. Proley fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Griffin scores. Baylor moves to second. It's 3-1, White Sox. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 0-for-1 in the game. Cardi hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Blue Jays 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Lemon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Nordhagen hits a fly ball into right field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Howell fields it and throws to first for the out. Lemon moves to second. Two outs. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Soderholm hits a ball on the ground towards short. Griffin fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Griffin. Lemon scores. Soderholm moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-1, White Sox. Junior Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Moore hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Soderholm scores. That run is unearned. It's 5-1, White Sox. Bill Naorodny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Naorodny is 0-for-1 in the game. Naorodny strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Blue Jays 1. The Blue Jays will come to bat. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0-for-1 in the game. Mayberry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 0-for-1 in the game. Woods hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Moore. Woods reaches second base with a double. Mayberry moves to third. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 0-for-1 in the game. Howell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Proley has Mayberry trapped. There's the throw to Soderholm and over to Naorodny, who tags Mayberry for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay is 0-for-1 in the game. McKay hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Woods scores. There goes Howell trying to get to home. Moore throws the ball into Naorodny, who tags Howell for the out. McKay moves to second. Two outs. It's 5-2, White Sox. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cerrone is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cerrone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Blue Jays 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-1 in the game. Kessinger hits a fly ball into left field. Woods settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bannister hits a fly ball into center field. Bosetti settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-2 in the game. Washington takes first base on ball 4. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Lemon hits a line drive into center field. Bosetti picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Bosetti. Washington moves to third. Lemon moves to second. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Nordhagen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Baylor throws the ball into Griffin, who tags Nordhagen trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Washington scores. Lemon scores. It's 7-2, White Sox. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Blue Jays 2. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Dewey Robinson now pitching. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 0-for-2 in the game. Griffin hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Bosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosetti is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Bosetti hits a fly ball into left field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Blue Jays 2. the White Sox will come to bat. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Soderholm hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Junior Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards third. Howell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Blue Jays 2. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 0-for-2 in the game. Cardi hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mayberry takes first base on ball 4. Al Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Woods hits a ball on the ground towards first. Johnson fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 0-for-2 in the game. Howell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Woods moves to third. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McKay bunts towards the mound. Robinson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Woods scores. Howell moves to second. It's 7-3, White Sox. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cerrone hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Nairodny settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Nairodny. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cerrone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cerrone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Blue Jays 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Tom Murphy now pitching. Bill Nairodny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nairodny is 0-for-2 in the game. Nairodny hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-2 in the game. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McKay fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bannister hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Washington hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bannister moves to third. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Washington. The throw from Cerrone and he is safe. Washington steals second. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a triple. He's got one RBI. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Murphy fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Blue Jays 3. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Greg Pryor now playing third base. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 0 for 3 in the game. Griffin hits a pop-up towards short. Kessinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Baylor hits a line drive into left field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Bossetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bossetti is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Bossetti hits a pop-up towards short. Kessinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Blue Jays 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got three RBIs. Nordhagen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Howell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Mike Squires pinch runs for Lamar Johnson. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy fires to first and has Squires trapped. There's the throw to Griffin, who tags Squires for the out. Two outs. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Howell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Blue Jays 3. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Mike Squires now playing first base. Thad Bosley now playing left field. Rico Carty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carty is 0 for 3 in the game. Carty hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-4, White Sox. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mayberry takes first base on ball 4. Laron Lagro now pitching. Al Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Woods hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Washington. Woods reaches second base with a double. Mayberry moves to third. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Howell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mayberry scores. Woods scores. It's 7-6, White Sox. Tim Johnson pinch runs for Roy Howell. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. McKay hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnson moves to third. Pablo Torrealba now pitching. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cerrone is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cerrone hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 9-7, Blue Jays. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 0 for 4 in the game. Griffin bunts in front of the plate. Nairodny fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Bossetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bossetti is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Bossetti hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pryor fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Blue Jays 9, and the White Sox 7. The White Sox will come to bat. Tim Johnson now playing third base. Thad Bosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosley hits a fly ball into center field. Bosetti settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ralph Garr pinch hits for Bill Naorodny. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr strikes out. Two outs. Jorge Horta pinch hits for Don Kessinger. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta hits a fly ball into center field. Bosetti settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Blue Jays 9, and the White Sox 7. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Marv Foley now catching. Harry Chapp is now playing shortstop. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Cardi hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pryor juggles the ball. That's an error on Pryor. Ted Wilborn pinch runs for Rico Cardi. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Mayberry bunts towards the mound. Torre Alba fields it and throws to first for the out. Wilborn moves to second. One out. Al Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 2-for-4 in the game, with two doubles. Woods hits a fly ball into left field. Bosley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Bosley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Blue Jays 9, and the White Sox 7. The White Sox will come to bat. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Bannister hits a ball on the ground towards short. Griffin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards third. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a triple. He's got one RBI. Lemon hits a fly ball into center field. Bosetti settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Toronto Blue Jays, 9, and Chicago White Sox, 7. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.